Hello and welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is great to be back with you. Today, we are doing something a little different.
Yeah.
Usually we take a stack of articles from the outside world, you know, trends, news, research, and we pick them apart. But today, we are turning the lens around.
We are. We're looking in the mirror.
We are.
That's right. We are speaking directly from the heart of our own organization today. We are looking inward at V Technologies.
And honestly, it's about time. We spend so much time analyzing industry trends for our clients, but we rarely stop to really unpack the machinery that keeps our own lights on. Mm-hmm. And when I say us or we, I'm talking about a massive sprawling ecosystem.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And today isn't just a corporate pat on the back. We want to explore a very specific, very difficult intersection that we navigate every single day.
Which is?
The collision between high-level complex technology and, well, human potential.
Because when you look at the sheer breadth of what our teams do, I mean, we are engineering mechanical systems, we're managing healthcare finance, we're doing 3D animation. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is immense.
Yeah.
And that diversity actually creates a massive challenge, which is going to be the central question of this deep dive.
Okay.
When you have an organization that operates on this scale, from designing fire truck components to auditing ocean freight.
Yeah.
How on earth do you find the right people to run it?
Exactly. Yeah. You can have the best tech in the world, but if you don't have the humans to drive it, it's just an expensive paperweight.
Right.
So here's the game plan for this deep dive. First, we are going to take a tour of our own ecosystem. And I want to get specific here, not just list departments, but really look at what we do.
Right. We need to set the stage to understand the complexity of the hiring problem.
And once we understand the who, we are going to pivot to the how. We have some fantastic internal thought leadership from our director of HR and administration, Leanne McGuire. She wrote a piece called The Future of Hiring, and we are going to break down how we are using AI to revolutionize talent acquisition right here at V.
And this isn't just, you know, we use computers to hire. This is about predictive analytics, bias detection, really cutting edge stuff that changes how we build our teams.
So let's unpack this. When we say V Technologies, I think people usually know us for one specific thing that they interact with.
Sure.
But they might not see the whole picture.
It's true. It's a convergence of industries.
Yeah.
If you look at our engineering and manufacturing side, specifically product engineering solutions, the level of detail is, well, it's nerdy. And I love it.
I was looking through our capabilities list and I saw BLDC Motor Solutions. Now, for the non-engineers listening and for me, what are we actually talking about there? Why is that a big deal?
Yeah, so BLDC stands for Brushless DC Motors.
Right.
Unlike old school motors that use carbon brushes to transfer electricity,
right,
which physically wear out, create friction, and spark brushless motors use magnets and electronic controllers. They are the heart of modern efficiency.
So where would we see these?
Everywhere. Drones, modern electric vehicles, medical devices, high-end cooling systems, they all run on this tech.
Wow.
And our teams are designing the architecture for that. We are essentially designing the muscles for modern robots and vehicles.
So we aren't just bending metal. We're designing the propulsion systems for modern tech. That's a very specific skill set to hire for.
Exactly. And then you have something called sustaining engineering.
That sounds steady. But maybe a little less flashy?
It sounds less flashy, but it's vital.
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about a client who released a product 5 years ago.
Okay.
The original engineers have moved on to the next big thing. But that five-year-old product still needs updates, it needs bug fixes, and needs component replacements if a supplier goes bust.
Oh, okay.
That is sustaining engineering. It's the unglamorous work of keeping the world running.
That is actually a really cool way to put it. It's the maintenance of innovation.
Precisely. And we are doing this in high-stakes environments like oil and gas. We are also heavily involved in additive manufacturing, which is the industrial term for 3D printing.
Right.
And we aren't just making plastic prototypes to look at. We are looking at producing usable functional parts.
Then you switch gears, entirely pun intended, and look at our AEC services, architecture, engineering, and construction. This is literally building the environment around us.
We are heavily into BIM building information modeling.
I always feel like people throw BIM around as a buzzword in the construction industry. What does it actually mean in practice for our teams?
So imagine a blueprint. It's flat. It's 2D.
Mm-hmm.
If you move a wall in the living room on a blueprint, you have to manually go check if that messed up the plumbing in the bathroom or the wiring in the ceiling.
Right, a domino effect.
Exactly. BIM is a 3D intelligent model. If you move that wall in the software, the model automatically screams, hey, you just severed a water pipe.
It's a digital twin of the building before the building exists.
That's the perfect way to say it. It prevents million-dollar mistakes before a shovel even hits the ground.
And we're doing this for what kind of projects?
We are doing this for high-rise residential buildings in Georgia, USA, ensuring structure and community flow. And we are doing it for massive data center developments.
Which is a perfect segue, because those data centers are what power our IT and analytics division. And as we always say here, data underpins everything.
It does. We're talking natural language processing, deep learning. But we aren't just buying off-the-shelf software and reselling it. We are building proprietary tools.
Like what?
We have VClass, ProTrack, VLearn.
I saw a mention of low-code, no-code in the notes. That feels like a trend we are seeing everywhere in the industry right now.
It is. It's about democratization. You shouldn't need a PhD in computer science to build a simple workflow tool. We are enabling that speed for our clients.
Right.
But while the engineering and IT stuff gets the glory, we have this massive operational backbone in logistics and finance.
The engine room.
The engine room. Freight bill processing. Ocean freight auditing.
Okay, ocean freight auditing sounds dry, but if that goes wrong, supply chains collapse, right?
100%. Imagine a container ship with 10,000 containers. The paperwork for that is a nightmare.
I can't even imagine.
If the bills aren't audited, if the weights aren't reconciled, ships sit in ports. Companies lose millions. Our teams ensure that commerce actually moves.
We're the grease in the gears of global trade.
We are.
And then, just to throw a complete curveball, we have a media and animation wing.
I know. It feels like a left turn, doesn't it?
We go from auditing freight bills to doing 3D VFX and animation.
But it fits the theme. Specialized expertise. We're doing 2D and 3D animation, visual effects, and even media monitoring, where we track competitive intelligence.
So let's look at this landscape. We have people designing brushless motors, people ensuring a skyscraper doesn't hit a water main, people auditing ships, and people animating cartoons.
It is a wildly different set of skills.
Yes.
But the common denominator, the single point of failure in all of this, is people.
Right.
You cannot fully automate the creativity of an animator. You can't automate the critical thinking of a sustaining engineer figuring out why a legacy part failed.
So true.
So the challenge becomes, how do we find that talent?
And not just finding them, but finding them fast and finding the right ones. This brings us to the core of our deep dive today.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at this piece by Leanne McGrier, our director of HR, The Future of Hiring, How AI-Driven Applicant Tracking and Recruiting Software is Transforming Talent Acquisition.
Leanne has such a great perspective on this because she remembers the old way.
The good old days that weren't actually that good.
Exactly. She talks about the days of literal filing cabinets, paper resumes.
I can't even imagine. Hold on, let me go to the drawer marked S and see if we have a structural engineer.
Or manually posting job listings to monster.com, then LinkedIn, then Indeed, one by one. Copy, paste. Copy, paste.
A little tedious.
Leanne makes the point that those days are dead. The shift we have made at V is from manual labor to a strategic partnership with software.
She uses the term AI-driven applicant tracking systems, or ATS. Now, most people have heard of an ATS. Usually candidates hate them because they feel like their resume goes into a black hole.
Right. And historically, they were just databases.
So what makes this AI-driven version different from the digital filing cabinets of 10 years ago?
The difference is predictive versus passive. A standard ATS stores data. An AI-driven ATS learns from data.
It learns.
As Leanne puts it, it doesn't just track, it learns.
Okay, so let's pop the hood. What is this software actually doing inside V Technologies when a resume comes in?
It starts with resume parsing and ranking.
Yeah.
But it's not just looking for keywords.
Okay.
Old systems will reject you if you didn't have the exact word manager in your title. AI understands context. It knows that team lead and manager are semantically similar.
That is huge, because I think we've all tried to game the system by stuffing keywords into white text at the bottom of a PDF.
Which doesn't work anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
But the real game changer here is automated job matching.
Yeah.
Instead of a human recruiter reading 1,000 resumes and getting what we call recruiter fatigue, where the 50th resume looks blurry, the AI matches skills to descriptions instantly. 247.
And Leon mentioned chatbots. Now, be honest, do people actually like talking to chatbots?
It depends on why they are talking to them.
Mm.
If you want complex career advice, no.
No.
But if you are a candidate and you just want to know, do you offer dental?
Ooh.
Or is this role remote? You don't want to wait 3 days for an email. You want an answer now.
That's fair. It's about instant gratification for the basics.
Exactly. It keeps the candidate warm. But there is a feature Leon mentions that I think is even more important, and it happens before the candidate even applies.
What's that?
Bias detection.
Oh, this is fascinating. Tell me more about this.
So these tools analyze our job descriptions before we publish them.
Yeah.
They flag language that might be subtly biased.
Like what? What's an example?
Well, research shows that words like ninja, rock star, or dominate tend to attract more male applicants. Words like supportive, collaborative, or nurture might skew differently. The AI flags these and says, hey, this phrasing might limit your pool. Try this instead to be more neutral.
So it's helping us check our own blind spots. It ensures we aren't accidentally telling a whole demographic, this job isn't for you.
Precisely. And the results aren't just theoretical. Leanne shared a hard stat in her article. Since implementing an AI-enabled ATS, we've cut our average time to fill by 30%.
30% is massive. In the world of logistics or engineering, a 30% delay can cost millions.
Exactly. Efficiency isn't just about saving HR time. It's about business agility. If we land a big animation project, we need animators now, not in 6 months.
But, and here's where I want to play devil's advocate. There is always this fear.
Sure.
If we are using AI to parse resumes, and AI to chat with candidates, and AI to rank them, are we losing the human touch? Are we just turning people into data points?
That is the paradox that Leanne addresses, and honestly, it's her strongest point. She argues that using AI actually makes the process more human, not less.
That sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah.
How does adding robots make it more human?
Well, think about the average day of a recruiter without AI. They're spending 30 to 40 hours a week scheduling interviews, playing email tag, formatting resumes, and entering data.
So they're basically professional administrators.
Exactly. They're drowning in admin. By automating that tedious robot work, the calendar management, the sorting sheet, we buy back their time.
Okay.
Leanne's quote is, AI is not here to replace recruiters. It's here to empower them.
So the recruiter actually has time to sit down and have a cup of coffee with a candidate.
Exactly. They can focus on the conversation, not the calendar. They can gauge cultural fit, passion, soft skills, the things AI is terrible at.
And Leanne also touched on diversity and inclusion from a personal note, didn't she?
She did. As a woman in HR, she mentioned that creating an equitable process is personal to her.
Mm-hmm.
And AI helps there by anonymizing resumes during the early screening.
So it strips the name, the address, maybe the university?
Right, because we all have unconscious bias.
Right.
Maybe you see a candidate went to your rival college, or they live in a neighborhood you don't know. The AI doesn't care.
Right.
It forces the initial decision to be based purely on skills and experience.
It democratizes the first foot in the door.
It does. And for the candidate, it prevents the black hole experience.
Oh, the worst feeling in the world. You apply, and then silence for weeks.
It destroys the employer brand. You hate that company forever.
You really do. You stop buying their product.
Exactly. The chatbots ensure that even if you aren't hired, you are engaged. You get updates. You aren't left in the dark. It protects the reputation of V Technologies.
So we've covered the what and the why, but Leanne also gives some really solid advice on the how, because I imagine there are leaders listening to this, or even people within V who are wondering, how do we make sure we bought the right system?
Leanne provides a checklist in the source material, and it's really practical. The first thing is usability.
Right, because if the hiring manager in the engineering department can't figure out how to log in, they are just going to email resumes to HR anyway.
Exactly. User adoption is everything. Then there is integration. Does it talk to payroll? Does it talk to our existing HRIS systems?
Can't be a silo.
If it's a silo, it's useless.
And then there is the black box problem.
Yes, transparency. This is critical. We need to understand why the AI ranked a candidate a certain way. If we get audited or if a candidate asks, we can't just say, the computer said so.
The algorithm made me do it is not a valid legal defense.
Definitely not. We need to be able to audit the machine. And that leads to compliance. Data privacy, especially when you're holding people's home addresses and work history, is non-negotiable.
It's interesting to see how this connects to our broader thought leadership here at V. We've talked on this show before about the silent AI revolution in software development and harnessing emotional intelligence.
It's all the same coin. The AI in software development allows our engineers to code faster.
Right.
The AI in HR allows our recruiters to hire faster. But in both cases, You need that emotional intelligence to manage the outcome.
It really reinforces that idea that technology is a tool, not the master. Whether we are automating purchase orders in our logistics division or scanning resumes, the goal is the same.
Efficiency and insight.
You know, what stands out to me most in this deep dive is how V Technologies is walking the walk. We aren't just selling these high-tech services to clients. We are applying this high-level thinking to our own internal plumbing.
That's a great point. We are customer zero for our own philosophy.
We are. And when you look at that variety of roles we talked about earlier, finding a specialist in freight weight reconciliation versus a BIM modeler, those are two different universes.
A human recruiter would get whiplash trying to switch between those searches all day.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need a creative. Now I need an accountant. Now I need a Java developer. It's cognitively exhausting.
But the AI
switches contexts in a millisecond. It enables us to be the complex, multifaceted organization that we are. It supports our scale.
So what is the takeaway here for us inside V and for anyone looking at how we operate?
I think the takeaway is that we are in a transition period.
Yeah.
We have moved past the fear of AI is going to take my job. We are now in the phase of how do I collaborate with this thing to be better at my job?
It's a partnership.
It is. Lian summed it up perfectly. We get to focus on people, not paperwork. That's the vision.
And I think that is a perfect place to leave it. We have gone from the depths of our engineering and animation departments to the cutting edge of our HR tech stack.
It's been a great journey through our own backyard.
If you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, whether it's our AEC case studies, our insights on media analytics, or Leon's full article on HR tech, I highly encourage you to check out the insights section on our website. Mm-hmm. We have white papers and case studies that go into way more detail than we could cover here.
Definitely worth a read. There is a lot of knowledge there.
And here is a final thought for you to mull over. We talked about AI filtering resumes, but we know that candidates are now using AI to write resumes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're using AI to apply to jobs automatically.
Right.
So if AI is writing the resume and AI is reading the resume, are we eventually just going to have computers talking to computers until the final interview? And what does that mean for the definition of talent?
That is a provocative thought. The AI arms race in hiring. Who has the better algorithm, the candidate or the company?
Something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of V Technologies. We are proud of the work we do, and we are excited about the future we are building and the people we are hiring to build it.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.